Blind Cool Tech, March 20, 2006.
You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast about ordinary, everyday blind people, coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky. Now, here's the host of Blind Cool Tech, the fastest talking guy in Kentucky, Larry Skutkan.
I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Today we're going to look at Bookport firmware version 2.2, which was just released on Friday. I'd like to go through the features with you and demonstrate how they work and tell you a little bit more about them. There are quite a list of them, so we'll try to go through them quickly. Probably the three top features are the fact that now you can use flashcards up to 4 gigabytes in size. Previously, Bookport supported only up to 2 gigabytes. The second feature that you'll be interested in is the file size limits have been raised. Now, for an MP3 file or an audio file, there is no limit. It used to be a 256 megabyte limit, but that has been lifted. And that's important because sometimes some of the RFBND books can get to be quite large, bigger than 250 megabytes. The size of the text files has been raised also from 4 megabytes to 16 megabytes. Now, you should be able to get pretty much anything you want on Earth in 16 megabytes of text. That's a lot. The one other thing that has to do with digital talking books and navigation is that in previous versions of the firmware, you could move from level 1 to level 1 and back, of course, and then there was another command to move to any other level. So it would move to level 2, 3s, 4s, 5s, and 6s. But you couldn't distinguish between them. It would just move you to the next level. Well, now you can move from levels 1 through 4, and then, I think that's right. Let me double check here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. And then the last command for the subsections is any level, which would be 1 through 4 plus 5 and 6. Now, the way these work, if you'll remember, if you look on the right side of your book port, used to be that 3 and 6 would move you by section 1. Well, it still does. Now, you just move your fingers down one set of keys there, and 6 and 9 used to move you to any next level. Well, now that moves you to level 2. The next one's down, 9 and pound move you to level 3s, and then pound and C move you to level 4s, and then C and F move you to any level. And by the way, if you have been transferring files from Web Braille or other files that have sections in them that aren't necessarily digital talking books, the keys that now move you from section to section are that C and F. Of course, these all apply the same way going backwards on the left side. So 1 and 4 is back to the previous section, level 1 section. And 4 and 7 would be level 2 backwards. 7 and star would be level 3. Star and A would be level 4. And A and D would be any level, 1 through 6. So it'll move you just to any section. The next feature that may be of interest to many of you is the alarm feature. Bookport now supports alarms, and I'll just show you how this works. Let's get our time right now so we can set an alarm to go off in about 5 minutes.
1:39 p.m., Monday, March 20.
So it's 1:39. To access the alarm setting menu, we hold down 0 for one beep.
Set alarm minute 0.
And we're going to set this for 145. So the minute will be 5. We're going to press the right arrow or the 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hour, 12. 1, 2,
whoops, 1. 1.
A.M., P.M., A.M.
P.M.
P.M. Day of month, 20.
Day of month.
Day of week, Monday.
Monday is the day of week.
Month, March.
Month is March.
Year, 2006.
2006.
Recurring ones.
And recurring, we'll just let this one recur once, but your choices are...
Daily.
Daily.
Weekly.
Weekly.
Monthly.
Monthly.
Yearly.
Yearly.
Once.
And back to once.
Sound external beep.
The sound, the external beep, is the speaker on the book port. Now we'll just show you that. So let's go ahead and set this alarm.
Time is past. Cancel alarm.
Oops, time is past. We missed
louder,
it.
Louder, louder, louder.
Let's...
1:40 p.m. Monday, 1:40. March 20, 2006.
Oh, I thought we said 1:45. Let's try it again.
Set alarm minute 0:01.
Oh, I said 1:05. Okay, let's back up here to 45.
49, 44.
We'll do 44.
Hour 12, 1.
And that's really all we need to set. We know what the rest of them are.
Time is past. Cancel alarm.
What? Oh, I didn't. Oh, I didn't set the AM PM. All right, let's try this once again. 0 for 1 beat.
Set alarm minute 0.
We're gonna go to 45.
49, 44, 46, 45. Hour 12, 1 AM PM AM PM.
Now we'll set it.
1:45 p.m. Monday, March 20, 2006. Exit alarm.
Now we can always move through our alarms as well. We can go through a whole list of alarms here. And the way you move through alarms is you use the keys A, B, and B, C. So B, C moves you to the next alarm.
1:45 p.m. Monday, March 20, 2006.
Next one.
Recurring daily 2 p.m.
So I have one that recurs daily at 2.
Recurring daily 3 p.m.
3.
Recurring daily 4 p.m.
4.
Recurring daily 6:15 p.m.
6:15.
Recurring daily 6:17 p.m. Alarm disabled.
And I have those two disabled. I'll show you about that in a moment.
Recurring daily 5 a.m.
And then it goes back to the ones that have already passed. So we can keep moving back.
Recurring daily 6:17. Recurring,
let's go all the way back.
New alarm.
And that's how you set a new alarm, as you point to that one. Now we can change other alarms too.
1:45 p.m. Monday. Recurring daily 2 p.m.
So if we wanted to change that one, we could go into the edit alarm menu with the keypad 0 for 1 beep, and we would be editing that file. Now, I'd like to show you also that you can disable an alarm by pressing 0B.
Alarm disabled.
Or you can re-enable it.
Alarm enabled.
Or you can delete the alarm by pressing 08.
Alarm deleted.
And that alarm is gone. Now, there's also a new menu item called Alarms Enabled, which is set to Yes by default. You can turn that to no, and it'll disable all your alarms. And that's a good way if you're going to go into a movie or church or whatever, and you don't want to be disturbed by any alarms. Sounds like we've got a horn out in the hall there. Okay, some of the other features. Let's just switch over to our feature list.
Report revision history Windows Internet Explorer.
And we'll go down arrow.
D increases the maximum tech D add alarm
got
capabilities.
That.
D adds the next alarm and track alarm commands to move from alarm to alarm.
Okay, we did that.
D adds the enable alarms.
Yeah, we did that one.
Option to the settings. D adds the disable alarm command.
Did that one.
D adds the delete alarm command.
Did that.
D adds the swap file.
Okay, the swap file is a very interesting command and actually one of my favorites. Ah, there's our alarm. So it'll continue to beep like that. Let me make sure I get this a little closer to the microphone so you can hear it without me banging on the microphone. So we can press the play key.
Alarm occurred 1:45 p.m. Monday, March 20, 2006.
And then, of course, we can begin to take off right where we left off before that alarm occurred. Now, you can also associate files with the alarms. So let's go ahead and modify this alarm a little bit.
New alarm, recurring daily 3 p.m.
So our next alarm is going to be at 3, so we'll just go to the end here.
Recurring daily 10. Recurring daily 1 p.m.
Oh, that, excuse me, that alarm was a one-time alarm, so it removed itself. So we'll go ahead and set another one that's associated with a file. And let's see what file we're playing here.
Bookshare.org digital material which govern your lawful use of it. Copyright notice is the owner of the copyright. 1:46 p.m. Monday, March 20, 2006.
Okay, the name of this file is what?
And this edition was published 0% the eagle has flown, size 3.
The eagle has flown. So we'll, actually, let's record a memo. That'd probably be a little bit more appropriate. It's time for your 1:55 meeting on the fourth floor. For your 1:55 meeting on the fourth floor. Okay, so the current time is
1:47 p.m. Monday, March 20.
Actually, we'll just make it 1:50. So we'll hold down 0 for one beep.
Set alarm minute 0.
And we'll make it 50. We'll go backwards.
50, 53, 52, 51, 50. Hour 1. A.M. P.M. P.M. Day of month 2. Day of week Thursday. Month February. Year 2006. Recurring daily. Sound external beep.
Now for sound, we'll do external beep and right arrow.
Internal beep. External beep and file.
And file. So we'll go ahead and set that.
Recurring daily 1:50 p.m. Exit alarm.
Now, we want to go back to the file that we were looking at before. So we press the swap file command.
The eagle has flown.
And that command, by the way, is 2 and 5 together. So let's go ahead and read.
During 1991, the title of this material
let's
is...
Let's skip down into the text a little.
Designed by Yves Metz, manufactured Norfolk Country, mid, left, ph.d at the end of it. Right, so what exactly are you getting at? 15, remember how you found out about the affair in the first place? She said... 1:48 p.m. Monday, March 20,
okay,
2006.
So in about 2 minutes, we'll have an alarm that will go off. And while that's doing that, let me explain to you the external, the sounds option in the alarm. You can either have the external beep or an internal beep. Now, the internal beep is not going to do you any good unless you have earbuds on to hear it. So most of the time, you won't be using that one. If you leave your book port connected to a speaker, though, you can get a beep through that. So that just depends on how you use your book port as to how you want to take advantage of that feature. Let's continue on down the list here.
Command. De-add the move file.
Oh, yeah, move file. That's a good one. Let's see how that works. Let me find a file that I want to move. Well, we'll just move this one. And to move it, I press the A and C together. Or, I'm sorry, the pound and zero.
Move. Move.
It says move. Now I'm going to back out a level.
File bct457lightlocator.mp3.
And then I'm going to paste it in the root folder with star 0 pound. Aha, there's our alarm. Now watch what happens when we press it.
Alarm occurred 1:50 p.m. Monday, March 20, 2006.
For your 1:55 meeting on the fourth floor. Now to return to that file, which I actually shouldn't have moved the file that I was just reading because it's not going to go back to that one now. But if I press my swap file command,
PCT457LightLocator.mp3.
It's right on the file that we were on when the alarm went off.
Into this rather large.
And now I can go back to my memo.
Voice memo 1:46 p.m.
For your 155 meter.
And then back to the other file.
PCT 400.
And you can leave it playing.
Skyscraper type of building.
Switch it.
For your
switch it.
155 meeting before.
Oh, can't do it while it's in a memo.
PCT 457 lightlocator.mp3.
All right, let's look at the rest of the features.
Command to move a file from one folder to another.
We looked at the move file. Very nice command, by the way.
D returns the name of the file to the information you get with the statistics command.
Oh, yeah, we had taken out the name of the file with your extended statistics command, and that returns in version 2.2.
D enhances the feedback for the spell word command. Now, the unit announces punctuation.
Okay, the spell word command has been an interesting one. Let's get to a file with some text in it.
NetJumitLayer.mp3. Voice apostant for PCT456 Clifton Walking. Owner training.m. Milestone unpro. Milestone re. Baby Argive tooth. Memo folder. Pro folder. Notes folder. Mar folder.
Let's go into this one.
File tech update from the New York Times and
okay.
Washington Post.
So if I move through this word by word.
Ness. Street. NW. Head. Requested.
Now, if I spell this,
REQUESTED.
Oh, I thought there was a period there.
AN 4:01 p.m. and was still waiting 50 minutes later.
Here we go.
LATER period.
So the difference is when there's capitalization and punctuation, those are included in the spell command now.
Each.
So you can listen to this word each.
E-A-C-H.
So you can tell that's capital E. Just a nice little enhancement.
And capitalization as it spells the word. D changes the behavior of the sent text as line-oriented control, so when this box is checked, breakpoint transfer no longer places sentence marks at sentence breaks.
Okay, the sent text is line-oriented. Had kind of a funny behavior before. It was breaking the lines where there were carriage returns, but it was also breaking them on sentence breaks. That's no longer the case. If you have that box checked, the only line breaks you get are where they are in the file. So it makes it handy to be able to move through source code or poetic poetry types of literature and that kind of thing. Anything that's line-oriented.
Do you no longer use MP3A3 tags as the title of the file?
Earlier versions of the software used ID3 tags as the name of the file for MP3 files. This version just uses the file name. Some people requested that, and I agree, it's probably is a better way to do it.
D changes the behavior of the red key. Now, reading resumes at the word on with you.
Earlier versions of Bookport, if you'll remember, would resume reading on the sentence boundary. Well, now the bookport always resumes at each word. So let's play a little and then stop it and turn it up just a tad.
Louder, louder. Each time he called Metro.
Okay, so we should pick up with the word Metro.
Metro says he was put on hold.
So.
Listening to a recording. Telling him it is easy to book or check on the right reservation.
So it should start on reservation.
Reservation. It's a nightmare.
So that was a kind of a nice change.
Stopped. Brief. D adds support for hybrid fraction symbols.
We've added support for those funny-looking symbols that to have three-fourths or what have you. So those are a little easier to read. Such things as recipes and so forth that have those funny characters in them.
D corrects the problem of the reading pointer falling behind when you stop. This is...
There's been a problem with the bookport occasionally on some files, and there actually is a pattern to this. your reading pointer would fall behind. So as you were reading, if you stopped and then resumed, it would actually resume a sentence or two, or it could lag back even farther than that. That has been corrected. In order to take advantage of that, though, you will have to send, if you have a file that's displaying that problem, you'll need to send that file again.
A function within the software, so his behavior, D corrects the problem where the manual did not give update on the unit of the user.
Oh, there was a kind of an obscure bug where the manual wouldn't update the first time you connected the book port after updating. That's been fixed.
Required a full D corrects the problem when new beta testers could not participate process.
We'll skip that.
D had support for Daisy books with multiple skip pages.
Oh, yeah. If you've ever noticed, some Daisy books may have skipped a few pages, or they may have two or three pages on one page. Bookport now supports those kind of books. In earlier versions, you would be off by however many pages you had skipped. So that was a nice change for those of you using Daisy books.
D corrects some problems with the go to page command on some Daisy books.
And same thing, the go to page command is a lot more accurate now. There was a case or two, again, with multiple pages where the page sequencing could get off by a page or two.
D removes the fixed file system errors button from the software and stops checking on.
In earlier versions of the firmware, there was a fixed file system errors button, and we recommended that you use this to make sure that your flashcard was free from any errors before you updated your firmware. Well, unfortunately, with the support for FAT32, FAT being file allocation table, which means the bigger flashcard size is above 2 gigabytes, the internal processing we were using for that no longer functions with FAT32, so highly recommend that you do a system disk check of your bookport flashcard before you update any firmware. Let's continue on.
Firmware updates. This D adds the program temporary folder.
Oh, added a new control to the advanced tab of the options dialog that lets you specify a different drive to hold your temporary files. And that way, if you're running low on your main drive, you can do that on your other drive.
Control that lets you D increases the speed at which MP3 files get encoded.
A little faster MP3 encoding.
D corrects the problem of having a note with a blank line as the first line of the.
And a few little bug corrections.
File. D added the ability to set bookmarks in unindexed audio files. The resolution is 1.
Oh yeah, you can set bookmarks in unindexed audio files now.
Second, so if the command will actually. D alters the way the folder name is announced when attempting to read files in an empty.
Oh yeah, this was a problem that many people were having. If you got into an empty folder, and you pressed play, Bookport would say there are no files to play. And that was confusing people because they thought they had lost everything, didn't realize they were in a folder. So now when you do that, it says, if you happen to be, say, in the memos folder, it will say there are no files to play in the memos folder. And that gives you a clue that you are in a folder.
Folder announces only the name of the empty. D provides extended statistics on the file when the user presses the H key regardless of whether the file had been played or not. This corrects a long-standing issue that...
Yeah, there was a bug also that if you tried to get the extended statistics and you hadn't played the file, it wouldn't work properly. And that's corrected.
Required you have... D changes the briefs to spoken announcements when the user sets or clears a bookmark.
I don't know why we did it this way in the first place, but used to when you hit a press the bookmark command, it would just beep. Now it says bookmark set.
Mark set. Mark cleared.
D adds the command announce elapsed time. This is accessed with the 5 key input. Idle and reading mode for audio files.
Yeah, let's check this out for an audio file here.
PCT457 light locator.
So you can press 5.
0 minutes 40 seconds.
And you get the elapsed time.
D changes the behavior of the to and from notes command. Now, you do not need to close the note before issuing the command.
Yeah, in earlier versions of the firmware, if you used the to and from notes command, you actually had to close the note before going back to your previous location. That is no longer the case.
De-add the lock and unlock command while in the note taker.
Also, you couldn't lock and unlock while you were in the note taker. That's been taken care of.
De-announces the folder's name when the folder is empty.
Okay, same thing. Announces the folder name when it's empty.
De-adds the power move command to an indexed MP3 files.
The power move commands, if you'll remember, are the ones that let you jump quickly through a file. You can do those with unindexed files now, so you can just copy MP3 files to the card and still have the advantage of the power move commands.
De-adds the announcement of elapsed time and status for unindexed MP3 files.
Used to, you could not get the elapsed time and the status for files that you just copied to the card. You can do that now.
Debug fix if the user tries to lock a file in an empty folder. The unit doesn't say.
And the rest of it is just bug fixes. So that's the major outlines of the version 2.2 upgrade for Bookport. If you are interested in getting this upgrade, it is free. And the way to do it is to connect your Bookport to the USB and make sure you're on the internet. And when you're in the Bookport transfer software, just go to the options dialog on the advanced page and check for software updates and firmware updates, and they'll automatically be downloaded and delivered to you and installed. I do highly recommend that before you attempt a firmware update, you do two things. One, put in a fresh set of alkaline batteries, and two, make sure the flash card is not corrupt in any way. In other words, connect Bookport to your computer, go to My Computer, find its drive, and do a check disk on that drive and make sure there's no errors on it. If you perform those two functions, you should have a very safe and easy upgrade and enjoy the new features of Bookport 2.2. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.